letter. Today's letter comes to us from Little Jenny. Little Jenny writes, Dear George G., what's true about money? Great question, Little Jenny. What's true about money? That's a great thought exercise, conversation to have just in general. What's true? What do you believe to be true? There is objective truth, and that's just true. And there's subjective truth, which is, for lack of a better term, your lived experiences and, of course, your opinions about things. But what's really true about money? And when I think about what's true, I try to go to first principles. And those are the foundational truths. First principle thinking, extremely valuable. I first learned about first principles thinking through the great Elon Musk, learning about his process for thinking about and entering and then disrupting industries. He's obviously done this numerous times now. He made electric vehicles commercially viable. They've been around for a long time, but he made them ubiquitous, and he is making space travel possible. He is with Neuralink and Starlink and drilling holes under major U.S. cities. Instead of just going based on conventional thinking or conventional wisdom, he goes to first principles and says, okay, this is how the current state of play looks when it comes to launching human beings or stuff into space. This is what current thinking is when it comes to an electric vehicle and a battery and how it all works. And sure, I see that, but let's take a big step back and operate from first principles and see if there's not ways to make this better, more efficient, smarter. So whenever I think about what is true, I try to get rid of all the preconceived notions that I and everybody else have and strip away all the assumptions that I have and try to recognize all the systems that I'm operating under, because we're all operating under so many different systems and assumptions from the way that we're wired and our operating systems in our heads and the people we grew up with and the way that we grew up and the places that we grew up with and everything else. We've been indoctrinated, good and bad, into our line of thinking and our values. And so those are the lenses through which we view the world and the frameworks through which and by which we make decisions about things. And it could be good, it could be bad, but I think it's always beneficial to think about what's true. And then to answer Jenny's question here, what's true about money? And after all that, it's still a great question. So there is a sermon by John Wesley that he delivered in the 18th century, and it was entitled The Use of Money. So John Wesley, The Use of Money, he was the founder of the Methodist Church, and his core message on that sermon, The Use of Money, was earn all you can, save all you can, give all you can. So I think that those are three absolute truths when it comes to money and personal finance. So earn all that you can. Another way to say that would be to maximize your income. So however that takes shape, takes form, it is make yourself as valuable as you can to the marketplace through education, through know-how, through expertise, through either figuring out how to outwork people or work more or outsmart or work smarter or some combination of the two. The really practical uses are to understand and know your value, to be able to ask for it, negotiate for what you want. It is to recognize the state of play in the organization that you're with and what it takes to move up the ladder. It is identifying a gap in the marketplace and becoming an entrepreneur and starting the business to meet the needs and to provide additional value. It's all of these things. Save all that you can. I mean, that's about as basic as it gets, but you could certainly throw in there, invest all that you can. So are we able to save money? My grandpa used to say, and he was had a successful career in the life insurance industry. He would tell everybody that he sat down with, and he would tell me, it's like, I could tell, you know, how I could tell if you're going to be successful or not. Can you save money? So that right there, are you able to save money? Some people just can't. And if you're not able to save money, you're going to have an awfully hard time getting ahead financially, becoming financially successful, and then give all that you can. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that that's true for you. And this is John Wesley's take on it. And then I'll get into more first principles thinking. But coming from the gentleman who founded the Methodist Church, and religious traditions have a history or, yes, and a they emphasize giving and good stewardship. So the better stewards of we are of our money, we're earning as much as we can, we're saving as much as we can, and then that puts us in position through having enough to give all that you can. So that makes me think, okay, you know what else is true about money? I need to know what enough is. I need to understand what enough is from my perspective. It's kind of like if I don't have a map of the terrain, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get there because I don't know where there is. If I don't have an endpoint, if I don't have a plan or a trip plan of any kind, how will I know when I actually arrive there? So what is enough? So little Jenny, I'm going to throw that in there as well. What is enough? Understanding what is enough is something that is true of money. So earn all you can, save all you can, give all you can. I think that those are extremely profound and ancient wisdom that is visible, alive, and applicable, germane, important, all these things still today. So here's a couple other ones for you. I refer to these as the Olympic medals of personal finance, gold, silver, and bronze, also known as 1, 2, and 3. So I think it's true that we must pay ourselves first. So if you're in the habit of paying everybody else first, waiting around to pay yourself, there's not going to be any leftover for you come end of the month, and you will have more month than money, and then you will find yourself in the position that so many of us currently are in. You know, I bet it's 80% now that 80% of Americans live in paycheck to paycheck, which is a sad state of affairs. Some of this is self-inflicted. A lot of it is these days, because stuff just costs way more than it did just a couple of short years ago, and certainly way more than it cost 4 years ago. Housing, average rent in America is up by over 50% from 4 years ago. Research that. If you're curious about it, it's a massive spike. It's crazy. It is crazy. The cost of homes, of living in America is crazy, but it's true all across the board, every aspect of life, which I know we've spent a lot of time thinking about. So pay yourself first. Sounds easy, does hard. That's true of a lot of these things, but it's still true. We must pay ourselves first. And think staying out of debt is the silver medal. So the rule number two is stay out of debt. If you're in debt, do everything that you can to get out of it. And again, when life gets way more expensive and our income doesn't necessarily go up, something's got to give. And we lean on credit cards, and that's certainly something that I've, a trap that I've fallen into, and a lot of people are there too. Bronze, number three, is to take a diversified approach to your investing. So don't put all your eggs in one basket. That is a timeless piece of wisdom. Don't run out of money. Don't run out of money. It's like you don't want to run out of gas in your car. You don't want to run out of money. I remember a time when you could actually do that. Today, because of the whole credit thing I was just talking about a minute ago, it's tougher to do that. Money has time value. This is a truth about money. And what's the most applicable thing about that? The longer you wait, the harder it is. So the longer you wait to start pursuing your important financial goals and objectives, the harder they become to reach, particularly with retirement planning, where you're going to need to amass a large amount of assets. And these are either assets that you're amassing in a 401k plan or an IRA or something like that, or a real estate portfolio or crypto. I don't care what it is, but earlier the better, which I think that we all know. So call your mom, your dad right now and be like, what are you doing? Why weren't you saving $100 a month for me? If you've got kids, start saving $100 a month for them. Just open up a brokerage account or something like that. Start throwing in $100 a month. They'll be really happy that you did. You will too. All these good things. Sacrifice is required. I think that anytime that we are trying to change something, if you desire a change is required. If you want change, you're going to have to change. These are true things. The definition of insanity is obviously doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. So why would you expect that you would just be able to wave a magic wand and things will be different? A sacrifice is oftentimes required. But if you don't like that, because that's negative, look at it like this. An investment is required. Instead of thinking about going without as a sacrifice, you could change the thinking and frame it as an investment. You need to invest in yourself by sacrificing. You need to invest in yourself by going without the favorite thing that you love. Never do that ever again. That's a winning program, right? No, of course it's not. Of course it's not. As with everything, we don't want to go too far one way or the other. We want to find that just right. Not too hot, not too cold, just right. So, desire change. Change is required. Another truth, you got to save for your retirement. Another truth, you have to plan for emergencies. Another truth, you have to build your credit. I don't really think about credit too much because I have fine credit, got good credit. But when you don't have good credit, you'll think about it a lot more because life is a lot more expensive. So these are all true things. So let me take this one step further. Little Jenny, you ask a great question, a thought-provoking question, and one that I hope that all of our listeners today will think about. What's true about money? What do I think is true about money? Okay, let's take one step further though. Again, here are two better questions to ask. What's important about money and what matters to you regarding money? And essentially, those are the same thing. What's important regarding money and what matters regarding money or your personal finances? Right? I want answers. I want the truth.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
No, I think I can handle it. I think that you can handle the truth also, but I don't know. Have you ever asked yourself and thought about what's really important to me about money? There's the fast and slow version of this. The fast part is, obviously, I got to have it. And I want more of it. You know, the fast part of our brain is the knee-jerk instant answer. And the slow part, you could say that the fast part is the emotional. And the fast part is emotional. Slow part is your logical, reasoned brain. When you think about it for a minute, and I like both. I want to know what your knee-jerk response to that is, what's important about money, what matters with you for money and your finances, and then think through it all the way. And that's really what I want you to do, is to think this all the way through. So what matters about money? We just talked about what's true about it. What's true about it? You should spend less than you make. It's important to save money and invest. It's important to give. It's important to maximize your income. It's important not to run out of money. It's important to be a good steward of your finances. It's important to stay out of debt. It's important to take a diversified approach. Okay, great. Are you doing that? Where is the evidence that what you said matters actually matters? Is there any evidence of this at all? Or is this just a vapid response, a nicety? Is it just I guess that's it. I don't know. It's like when somebody says that they care about their family. My family is the most important thing in the world to me. It is. You say that, but then this person doesn't spend any time with them. So I have to call bullshit on that. Now, of course, little Jenny, dear listeners, I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about other people that say one thing and then do something completely different. Now, let's be honest. We all come up short. We all come up short on this stuff. Not all the time, but sometimes. It's this classic behavior gap between what I know, what I say, and what I actually do. When the rubber meets the road, what's actually going on? This is true. This is what matters. And then there's what we do. True, important and matters, what I do. This is something. This is nothing. This is something. This is nothing. Remember that Silent Life skip? Nobody does. I think I'm the only person that remembers that. The game is closing that gap. It's closing that gap. It's knowing what matters, really, really knowing what matters, and not just platitudes. Saying, oh, yeah, of course, that definitely matters. Super important to me. Most important thing in the world to me. And then doing what's required in service of what matters. Know what matters, do what's required in service of what matters. All right. Thanks for the letter, little Jenny. I appreciate it. Appreciate the thoughtfulness of your question about what is true regarding money. And then I was happy to feed it back to you and say, okay, great. What matters? What is important about money? And then how do I actually put this to work in my life? Sounds easy, does hard. Not a game of perfect. We're all doing our best. Finally, friendly reminder. There's never going to be anybody more interested in your financial success than you are. So act accordingly.